What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
As I wrote here, Jerry Recco shortchanged Jerry Jones. So asked the first question during the Micah Parsons trade press conference last night. He spoke for 11 minutes and 5 seconds.
It was 11 minutes?
Without interruption. So, wow. And this was the very start of it.
Well, without being too broad, obviously, we did think it was in the best interest of our organization. Not only the future, but right now.
Well, he was very broad because he just kept talking and talking and talking some more.
I did make Mike an offer. It wasn't acceptable, and I honor the fact that it wasn't done in the way that he wanted to do it through an agent.
But they never got to that point, which is the normal process for most players with a
agent. Your damn act together.
The one thing I'm confused about is Steven... 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago.
I thought you were going to say 30 minutes into the press conference when he finally got to say something.
Sorry, go ahead. No. When they were in Oxnard, this was a big topic again with the agent. And Steven interrupted and said, guys, we've been doing this. This is the way we always do it. I talk to the agent. Jerry always talks to the player.
Okay.
And yet he didn't say anything last night. Not that I remember anyway. I didn't see all 45 minutes. But a lot's come up about this agent. And Jerry, he keeps referencing the agent. I'd like to hear more about what was Steven's conversation with the agent like.
So it's usually agent first, then Jerry and player.
Jerry does whatever he wants to do,
right?
But supposedly these were Steven's words from Oxnard in training camp.
Yeah,
Jerry deals with the player.
I deal with the agent.
I'm the one that handles the agent, but it hasn't sounded like he did in a while. Anyway,
I don't know. Whenever that alleged conversation had where the agent or agency told him to stick it up there,
Which I think that
was all
more,
BS. I don't think that ever happened.
Yeah, right. I think it was just the way he phrased it. Yeah.
Token thing. Yep. Yeah. Nevertheless, the two sides are moving on from each other. Jerry says they do so on good terms.
There's not an ounce of vindictiveness. There's no bad feelings on my part about the fact that we didn't come together on an agreement.
And beyond the money and the contract guarantee that Parsons ends up getting from the Packers, 4 years, $188 million, $120 million fully guaranteed, Jones says, hey, we addressed the football need with the acquisition of Kenny Clark and the deal with Green Bay.
The facts are, and we'll cover it, I'm sure, with many of your questions, but the facts are...
I'll answer them first.
Specifically, we need to stop the run. And we haven't been able to stop the run at key times for several years.
So they feel Clark will be able to help them improve in that area. He did talk about how great Parsons is. It's not a knock on him, but that he felt this is what's best for the team right now. Now, this was all news to Michael Irvin, apparently, because he had this to say on ESPN's NFL Live yesterday afternoon, just a short time before the trade went down and became public knowledge.
Michael Parsons, hey, look, you can report all you want. There's no way they're allowing Michael Parsons to go anywhere. All of it, all of this is part of the negotiations. But I guarantee Michael Parsons is not going anywhere. Jerry's not that crazy. This is all what we call just negotiation stuff.
Yeah, well, that didn't age so well.
No,
and
it
then
didn't.
A little different vibe from Irvin and an energy in his voice after the deal goes down and he hops on his YouTube page.
Oh, my God, I can't believe this, man. I've been here all day. I can't believe this. I cannot believe we just traded Michael Parsons.
So you hear the defeat in his voice, and then he's just searching for answers on the end result.
I know he loved Michael Parsons. So in order for us to be right here, something had to go down that hurt Jerry personally to make this crazy, dumb move.
Strong words.
So he just launched this podcast. You realize how many subscribers, and it's not millions, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
He's got over 70,000 subscribers.
Well, I'm sure
already.
Having Jerry on last week didn't hurt.
Probably, and also, I don't know what the numbers were at this time yesterday, but I would think have gone all over the place and all these networks are using them. I would think he's gained a lot more.
And
it
is YouTube,
to.
Though, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Podcast on YouTube page.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think he calls it the locker room or something like
that. Yeah, well, strong words. I mean, it's a guy that, and when I say a guy, Irvin to Jones, that he clearly still... I would say, Jerry, you agree, holds in high regard and seemingly has a strong relationship with her. Right? He's on the podcast last week.
Yeah.
He's a big part of this documentary.
Also, reading between the lines, listening to them talk in that interview last week on his podcast, they're business partners.
Yeah.
And have been for like 30 years.
But look, even if you go back to the clip, look what Michael said it without saying it. He goes, listen, Jerry loves this guy.
I know
like,
he does.
That's like a friend talking to the friend. He goes, I'm telling you he loves this guy. There's no ill will towards Michael
he
Parsons.
Said his, Jerry said that in the 46 minutes last night as well.
And that's why it goes back to my point. Something happened that triggered Jerry. He's like, enough is enough. I'm not dealing with this no more. Get him out of my
Maybe it
face.
Was the agent. Maybe it was Micah. Maybe it was Friday night.
And it all goes back to your point. I think Jerry called Micah. And probably had a conversation. And something, there's more to this. And I feel like...
I agree. I don't think this is just a crazy old man that made a trade.
100%.
I don't.
100%. Because, Jay, you can't tell me Jerry didn't know this was coming down the pipe. As far as the backlash, he knew when he made this move, hell was coming with him.
Oh, for sure. He doesn't care about it, but he knew.
But something broke Jerry. Like, man, I'm just going to go ahead
and
do this.
You don't think he cares about it at all?
No.
He's got none?
No. I think... to me,
I know it doesn't affect the bottom line.
To me, it's the same. They print money, right. So it doesn't.
That's what I mean.
I think it's kind of like when you sign. I really do, to a much lesser degree. I think you sign on to Twitter the first month and you're hurt because people hate you.
Yeah.
And are saying nasty things about you. I think by year 12, or in this
it.
Case, you're 30. It's noise.
Yeah, well, you've developed that much of a callus where they didn't touch you.
So. I mean, he's been called everything and then some. It is what it is.
And laughs all the way to the bank.
I mean, he wants to win.
Of course.
I really do believe that.
Yeah.
And
for people that don't believe that.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, just if you watch the documentary, it comes. And I know that's 30 years ago, but he still.
I mean, he bragged about buying the team on with a handshake, right? Like he talked about, like, I've always been the smartest and quickest in the room.
Yep.
So.
Definitely does it his way. That is for sure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.